Welcome to the Mom Forum. I am your host, Alicia Wilson Beach. I am birth mom of three, adoptive mom of one, and stepmom to four. Yes, you counted that right. That is eight kids. And over the years, I have been known to completely overshare my story of motherhood. And I started this podcast to be able to share the common and maybe not so common experiences of motherhood from women of all walks of life. So thank you for joining me for these intimate mom-to-mom conversations, following each of my guests' journey through motherhood. These stories are honest and vulnerable. There's a little bit of humor and a whole lot of relatability. And my hope is that you can see yourself in one of these stories and know that you are absolutely not alone in this crazy journey through motherhood. I am so happy to have you as a listener of the Mom Forum podcast. And if you would like to further support us, you can become a patron of ours. Just visit us at patreon.com/themomforum, and you can support us with a monthly subscription at the $3 level, $5, or $7. It's just a tiny monthly payment that will add up to a ton of support here for the work that we do at the Mom Forum. And don't forget to subscribe, rate, and please share these episodes. And if you could take a moment, we would love to hear a review and your thoughts on the Mom Forum podcast. Today, I am sitting down with Lizzie Mathis. She is a married mom of three kids and the founder of thecoolmom.co. She is the epitome of a cool mom, like cool style, laid back, so down to earth. I just adore her. And fun fact, her husband and I grew up in the same town together. And you guys, they are both models and they are the most stunning family you will ever see with their beautiful three children, but that's neither here nor there. Lizzie and I sit down and really talk about the importance of maintaining self throughout marriage and having children, the struggle of sacrificing yourself for motherhood, and the importance of self-care, because y'all know self-care is my jam. So she and I really sat down and talked through all of that. And the girl is busy, so this is a short conversation, but so important. So I hope you enjoyed this conversation with Lizzie Mathis.
Welcome, Lizzie. We're just sitting here chatting away.
I know. Thank you for having me.
Thank you. We finally got the schedules to work.
I know. No, you've been so good about it. So I'm
you're
so
a busy mom. Yeah. It's like, no, we got to get you over
one
here.
Busy mama to the next.
I know, right?
You know?
So I always start with, tell us who you are a mama to.
Okay. So I am a mama to Nima, who is 7, Nyla, who is 4, and Kalik, who is 1.5. Yeah, 18 months. I can officially say that. He's probably about 18 months almost, like maybe in the next 2 weeks.
Yeah. And your only boy.
My only boy. Nice. I know. I got one.
You done?
I got one.
That's it?
You know, done is a very definite term that I don't like to use quite yet. You know, I'm open to 4 because, as you know, like I've talked to you about this before, but I'm very open to 4 just because I think there's something really cool about big families.
Yeah.
Right? And then I also really like even numbers, which is a little odd.
I'm so that way too.
No, are you really?
Even with pumping gas, yes, I have to make the number even.
Yeah, there's something about even numbers I really like. So yeah, I don't know. And then I like that. I would love to have another boy if possible. I mean, I couldn't control that by no means, or would want to control that. But if I could get 2 girls, 2 boys, I think there's something pretty cool about, you know, each one kind of having the same sex sibling, you know?
Yeah.
But, you know, we'll see. I told my husband that we're going to check back in October because I just feel like he'll be really close to 2 at that point. And 2 was always the marker for us to say, okay, let's go on and have another one.
Yeah.
Because they're
starting to become potty trained. There's no diapers anymore. You know, they're kind of weaning off. By that point, they have, you know, become less dependent on milk.
Yeah.
You know, less dependent on my milk. like all those sort of things. So, you know, I think 2 is a really good age to kind of decide again.
Yeah.
But we shall see.
I always feel like by 2, like I'm fully out of the haze of having another kid.
Me too.
Like I can see clearly.
Yeah, which is the danger in it, right?
Yeah.
Because you're out of the haze of the baby stage. So you're like, oh, great. Like I feel great. Like now mm-hmm. I can pick up and go. Everybody can get in the car. Like we can be on the move. We can be out and about. But then it's kind of dangerous because you forget what that baby stage was like.
Yes,
and being
do.
Locked down for like a year and a half.
Yes.
So, you know, I'm open to
you
it.
See the cuddly babies.
And yes. You're like, oh my gosh. So much. My ovaries are burning.
Oh, and then you get in and you're like, what was I thinking
what
with
I
this?
Thinking? For real. It's like, my God. Like, it's just, I don't know. You know, you every new baby, it's funny because your first baby, you're so anxious, mm-hmm. right? You're
yeah.
like, oh, am I doing this right? Like, oh, no, I got to wake up to make sure they're still alive. And like, you know, are they breathing? And you put the hand on the chest and all this stuff. And by the time you get to second baby, you're like, no, okay, they're good. I'm like, oh, no, it's okay. He's just coughing or she's coughing. Oh, it's okay. She just yeah. has a runny nose. You're not as worried about every little diaper rash or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And then by the time you hit third baby, you're like, come on, we rolling. Like, you know, just fall in where you get in. So yeah, with fourth baby, it would be hard to go back to the baby stage again and all yeah. that comes with that. But
I have to say with my fourth, I really thoroughly enjoyed it because I knew that was it.
Nice.
So I could just like really relax into it and just be in that baby phase because
yeah.
I knew that was it.
Be
was,
in the moment.
We were done.
Yeah.
So I had to enjoy all the snuggles and
that's nice though. That's a nice feeling.
Yeah.
You know, for me, I feel like I'm still in such a grind mode, right? Like mm-hmm. in terms of like career and on that side of things. So for me, whenever a new baby is introduced now, it feels like it's hard for me to kind of be in the moment because now I'm thinking about 50 other things, mm-hmm. you know? So it's really with this third baby, although I've been more relaxed as a mother, I feel like I've been a little bit more on the go career-wise.
Yeah.
And so that's a change of pace as opposed to my first with Nima.
Yeah.
I was at home with Nima like all the time.
Yeah.
You know, like she was on my hip. We were going out together. There was no stopping us. Like we were like inseparable.
Mm-hmm.
But now with Kalik, my third, it's been a lot more of like tag team with me and Issa, my husband. You know, he has him a lot. I'll have him, you know, so it's just a lot more of like a, I don't know, like this, like, okay, you got Kalik, I got this, okay. like, you know, okay, you got Nima.
The okay, tag team.
It's the tag team.
Yes.
Now. Whereas with our first, with Nima, it wasn't as much like that.
Mm-hmm.
And so I can only imagine with number 4, what it would be.
I feel like with my husband, we're always like, all right, tag out. You
yeah.
got these 2, I'll take these
exactly.
2. Leslie.
Yeah.
And especially with him being in the industry and mm-hmm. me trying to start my business, it's just.
Yeah. It's
sometimes
crazy.
It's a little crazy.
It's crazy. But, I mean, I think, you know, also we're very lucky because we do have, you know, a spouse to even tag
yeah.
team with. You know, my mom was a mother, a single mother of 3 kids, and she did not have the tag team.
Can't
she was,
imagine.
Like, trying to figure it out all on her own. And, you know, thank God she had a supportive, like, mother, you know, so we had grandmother involved mm-hmm. and things like that. But my God, I'm like, Mama, I don't know how you did it. Like, I'm walking a dream compared to what
know,
you're doing.
Right?
I mean, what you did, it's just, it's crazy.
It really is. So, behind the scenes, like, what are the nuts and bolts of Hannah? Because you've been busy. Like, you pop up on this show, you pop up at that show, you're at this event.
I know.
You are working.
I mean, listen, the nuts and bolts are there's a lot of scheduling in between. You know, there's a lot of like figuring it out. Like I said, I have a very supportive husband. So he helps out as much as humanly possible, which is amazing. But, you know, it's like people, it's interesting. People say that it takes a village, right?
Yeah.
which I feel like it took me a really long time to find that village and to find, you know, that mom tribe and people who you feel like could, like, you could reach out to for help and things like that. I didn't have that in LA for a very long time with my first two, probably. Mm-hmm. You know, just now do I feel like I really have, like, friends I can maybe, like, call on, or, like I said, my husband now, you know, we're very much, because there's probably just multiple kids, but, you know, we've really become to master the teamwork mm-hmm. of what it really takes, you know. So yeah, it's a lot of that behind the scenes. It's a lot of like, okay, wake up, hit the floor running, right? Like in the mornings, like we're like, okay, breakfast, you're doing drop off. Cool. I have to do this. Blah, blah, blah. Okay. I got him. Blah, blah, blah. Let's do this. Then by 2:30, I want to say, my day is basically kids on.
Yeah.
So my day basically ends work-wise at about 2:30. And when they get home from school after pickups and all those things like that, we're doing snacks, we're doing homework, we're doing baths, we're doing books, where like it just becomes that whole routine. We're making dinner.
Yeah.
You know, so it's that whole routine. And then by the time they go to bed about 7:30, you know, we're exhausted.
Done.
We're done. We're done. And then you try to have time to communicate with your husband and like hang out for a little bit. And by that time you're like, okay, work. Ha ha ha.
Yeah.
Like, you know, you try to do as much as you can. And then once again, it's Groundhog Day.
Yeah. So many things fall to the wayside.
So many. But I have learned that it bothers me, but at the same time, I try not to let it eat at me.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, I really try hard not to let it weigh me down, because I know what I'm able to give, and I know my responsibilities, and I know in the order in which things have to kind of have to occur, right?
Yeah.
Like, I know that first, you know, I'm a wife. Second, I'm a mother. Third, you know what I'm saying, comes like this. So the order, you know, I know what that order is in our household mm-hmm. and for me, and what makes me feel good inside. And so I'm like, okay, well, I couldn't get to that today. You know, tomorrow is a new day.
It's so important, because it's so easy to like try to do all the things, which is just impossible.
It's impossible.
You cannot do all the things.
You can't beat yourself up.
Or I just had a while where I just shut down.
Yeah.
Like there were all the things to do, but I was literally in the corner, on the couch, in Candy Crush, like, no, I'm done. I can't.
That was your breaking point.
I was done. And I just had to give myself permission to
let go.
Shut it down. Yeah. Like, for,
and
like,
I personally think that's something of self-care, right? Like, mm-hmm. you know, what we just got out of Mental Health Awareness Month, and self-care is obviously a really big component in that, you know, and I think for moms, sometimes it is, maybe it's your thing, just, you know, shutting down and doing Candy Crush. Like, that's it.
Shut it down.
You know, just shut it down. Whatever. I think mine would be literally Bon Appetit magazine. Don't ask me why, but that is my favorite magazine. I think I like to dream of all the dishes that I potentially could cook one day. And I'd be like, I never, ever attack them. But, you know.
One day.
My
kids functioning on there. Yeah. One day.
Exactly. 5 years from now.
How has your self-care evolved as you've become a mom? Because you add more kids and that has to change too. How would you say it's evolved over time?
I think my self-care was much better before kids.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's a given, because all you have time for is yourself.
It hasn't evolved at all. No, I think that it's funny you say this, because when I first had my oldest, I went into full-on mommy mode. Like, mm-hmm. I was like, I don't care. I'm going to let everything grow out. I had no, like, I don't know. I just became so, like, I don't want to use the word earthy, because that's almost even an understatement. Like, mm-hmm. I just became totally free in whatever my body was going to do. So there was no sort of like self-care, I don't think, you know what I mean? Or maybe my self-care was different at the time. But I was so immersed in motherhood that I lost a lot of myself, is my point.
So true.
And that was with my first. And so after she probably got about 2, and then I was pregnant with Nyla. And by the time I had Nyla, I approached motherhood a little differently with mm-hmm. a new baby. So with my second, I approached it a little differently. I came into it a lot more, like I'm a mother. I enjoy being a mother, but I still like me. Yeah. You know what I mean? I still like me. And that's when I started the site, like the Cool Mom Co. or whatever. And it was just because I felt like there was a void of a space where it was saying to women, and especially women of color, but just really all women, that, mm-hmm. yo, it's cool to be a mom. right? It's so cool to be a mom, and I love being a mom, but it's also cool to take that pre-self that you were before motherhood with you into motherhood. You don't have to leave it behind.
Today's episode is brought to you by the Mom Self-Care Planner. As a mother, you take on a ton of roles. Mom, taxi driver, cook, housekeeper, activities coordinator, holiday planner, house manager, wife, lover, employee, caretaker, the list just goes on. And balancing all the roles that come along with motherhood can be overwhelming. And the next thing you know, there is no room on the to-do list for you. But mamas, we have got to prioritize our self-care or we become burned out, stressed out, and completely overwhelmed. But that is not easy when you are a mama. It takes a little bit of planning and a little bit of work. And the Mom Self-Care Planner is designed to walk you through creating a personal plan for the daily practice of your self-care to support you in your mental, spiritual, social, physical, and emotional health. This will help you better manage your stress levels, feel less overwhelmed, be more resilient when those kiddos are driving you nuts, and leave you as a happier and healthier mom. So get your Mom Self-Care Planner today. Click on the link in our show notes. And as a listener, just type podcast into the discount code and you will get 10% off your purchase.
And so I became a little bit more conscious of, you know, little things, painting my hair, getting my nails or my painting my nails. I mean, getting my hair straightened or, you know, whatever it is, or applying makeup. You know, like I lost all like desire to put on makeup with Nima. So, you know, self-care, I think what evolved about it is me learning that the small things matter in self-care. And what I mean by that is just even the tiniest little actions could do a lot for me internally.
It's so true. I mean, even like managing to drink your coffee while it's hot.
Of course.
Changes the tone of the day.
Or even just making sure you have a cup of coffee.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. Like, I don't even drink coffee, but I love chai tea lattes. Mm-hmm. And I know they are packed with full of sugar. And I know that they are probably the worst thing ever. But that's what I love. So instead of me, you know, saying, okay, I'm going to go out and grab a chai tea latte, I would just make sure that on my little Trader Joe's list, we got the pre-made lattes or whatever. And like have one every once in a while. It's you're right though, but it's just even having the cup of coffee or whatever is a big deal.
Little just throughout the day. I always try to tell that to people. You're a mom. The reality is you're not gonna have an hour a day to sit and do whatever comes to mind for self-care. So you have to be strategic.
You do.
And get it together.
You really do.
Now with your Cool Mom Co. and on your Instagram, and we've chatted about it this before, people have accused you of making it look so easy, and you always look fabulous.
Is that an accusation?
But you have three kids.
Listen, a couple of my friends have made that very clear to me. But you know what's funny? Because you know, you get in your day and you almost forget to, I get in my day and I feel like I'm so busy and overwhelmed with everything that I'm doing. It's almost I forget to show, that I'm changing diapers, cooking dinner, holding my baby, cleaning, doing homework, running the bath water, stripping them down, giving them a bath, making sure that the homework is now checked, reading the book, putting them in the pajamas, getting them ready for bed. Mm-hmm. Oh, and don't forget, like, making sure that my husband is cool, you know, and that he's good and that, and also helping him do whatever, or that he's taking out the garbage or whatever it is that he's doing, talking to him about what we have to do the next day, planning. It's almost like you forget to share all that because you're
and
so
the tantrums
heavily in it.
In between.
Right. And, like, whatever anybody else's feelings, emotions, opinions, thoughts, you know, growth, whatever that day in between. So I think I get so into my groove in the house that I kind of forget to share it.
Yeah.
So it's not my intention necessarily to show, oh, this is great. Our life is amazing, blah, blah, blah. It's almost that that story and I remember to share it with y'all.
Yeah.
Like, I remember to share it when it is feeling so good and when everything's in this euphoric state, you know?
And you have a moment.
And you have
to breathe,
a moment to record. But however, you know, I've taken note of that. And so recently I shared like the behind the scenes of me making breakfast, you know, mm-hmm. the other morning. And it was well received, you know, I think because it did show me like holding Kalik. It showed Nyla like, you know, trying to help with breakfast and make pancakes and everything. And it's a hustle, you know, it really
is. I also think today with social media, people see what they see and they think that's the full picture.
Of course.
And it's such a tiny sliver.
It is, but I will say in defense, it is hard for people to remember that there is a behind the scenes to that unless you see it, you know? And I do think that people should show, including myself, which is why I'm getting a lot better with it. Mm-hmm. People should show, you know, if they're comfortable with it, of course, the moments in between. You know, if you're going to put your life on display in a way, I think that it's only fair to show the moments in between as well. Mm-hmm. And it takes me back to even when I was modeling and there was a big controversy around Photoshop, when Photoshop started, right? And these images that they would put out of all these beautiful Photoshopped models who had no imperfections and everything was perfect. And the backlash that it kind of received in the beginning of young girls, like, you know, mm-hmm. school-aged girls or whatever, looking at these magazines and feeling like they just couldn't measure up.
Yeah.
And so it's a little bit of that, right? It's a little bit of this Instagram mentality where everyone is perfect and we all like just literally just hold hands and take pictures and we smile for the camera and all that. And, you know, that's very unrealistic.
Yeah.
It's very unrealistic.
And partially a projection of others because
it's
like I can only show you so much. So exactly. I can't share all the things. What would you say in motherhood you struggle with the most? I know right now I'm really struggling with my teenage son.
Ooh.
We really trigger each other right now.
You know, I struggle with, let me think about this. What do I struggle with in motherhood the most? I think about constantly, how about that, with having three children, this is always on my mind for some odd reason. I'm always thinking about how to give them their time.
Mm-hmm.
So in a big family, I came from a family of three. My husband came from a family of four, plus a lot of half siblings or whatever. So in those are considered, I would assume, larger families. I know that there's always a struggle of attention, right? And so as the parent and as the mother, because, you know, I know a lot of nurturing comes through the mom mm-hmm. and like all that, especially with my girls. My little boy just can't stop saying daddy. Mm-hmm. I mean, I swear he calls me daddy. And I'm like, I'm not too. Your daddy. I'm your mom. But anyway, I'm always conscious of it. And also raising girls and raising a son too. I'm always conscious of the amount of attention I can give them, right? I always want to make sure that I'm hearing them. I'm listening to them. I understand, or at least I'm trying to understand or talk it out with me or those sort of things. And those moments for each individual child take up a lot of the day,
mm-hmm.
you know? And sometimes, you know, a child might get felt behind one day or whatever. So I think more so than anything, the struggle for me is trying to be a present parent as much as I possibly can, which is why I say my workday usually stops around 2:30, 3 o'clock. And I try and be as present as I possibly can during those, 4 hours, you know, of their evening. And then I start my day again in the morning, you know?
Yeah.
And so I think that's, for me, a struggle because it's always on my mind. I'm always like, okay, no child left behind. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I just want to give them as much, like, you know, I just want to know, I want them to know that home is where you find love.
Yeah.
Home is where you can talk about anything. Home is where you can be open. Home is where you can like get all your frustrations out. You know, someone told me a long time ago, my oldest at the time, like she would be great at school and then she would come home and like have like temper tantrums or just like go quit, whatever it was, right? I'm like, what the hell is going on with you? Like, you don't do this at school. Why are you doing it here with us? And someone said the biggest compliment a parent can receive is when their child feels comfortable enough to act out with them. Lord. And not out, and not out in public.
Yeah,
but they feel comfortable enough with their mom and dad to really let it all go, because that's when they're at their most, like, frustrated or their most whatever, their peak, right?
Yeah, they don't have to hold it
and
together.
They don't have to hold it together. And when someone told me that, I was like, okay. Yes. okay, note taken, checkmate. I get it. And in that moment, I was just like, okay, you know what, from now on, I really want to try and encourage them as much as I can. To be able to speak up. But that's a struggle. You know, that's really hard as a mother.
It is. You know? I know. My kids by like Friday are having like random breakdowns.
Yes.
Over like snacks.
For real.
Like, what is going on?
If you want the Cheetos.
It's like they're just done. They're done. They've tried to hold it together and it's done and over.
I know.
So we have a really odd connection that we
know.
I grew up in the same town as your husband's family.
Mm-hmm. That's so random, right?
Yes, and they were the boys of town.
Look, I don't want to hear anything else. Keep me in the dark.
All the girls knew about this.
Let me go back to my little happy home.
And one of the things that I think is really hard about motherhood is keeping your marriage a priority.
Yeah.
And in the beginning, you said that you know that your marriage comes first.
Yeah.
And how do you focus on that? Like, how do you make sure that you are prioritizing your marriage? Because it is so easy to get lost in all the other things.
No, it is. I mean, I think marriage in itself is very difficult. Right. Like we just celebrated our 10-year anniversary and we've been together for 15 years. Dude, that's like half my life.
Yes.
Like I don't remember what it was without him now, you know. But I think marriage is very hard. It's very rewarding. It's a beautiful thing. I have grown a ton in my relationship and with my husband, but it's a very, very difficult thing to maintain. Mm-hmm. And so through that, we value communication a ton, like almost the most.
Yeah.
When I feel like he is not communicating with me or I am not communicating with him, that's when I see the biggest breakdowns between us and the biggest gaps between us, right?
Mm-hmm.
When we are effectively communicating with each other and giving each other the real and telling us exactly how we feel and all this stuff, I feel like that's when we're the closest.
Yeah.
So communication is key for us. You know, I think that through any relationship, I also believe that putting the other person, I don't want to say first, because that's a lot, right? I think you have to put yourself first to even know what you can do for someone else.
Yeah, yeah.
You have to be whole, right, before you can share yourself with somebody else. But I think keeping them in mind, right?
Yeah.
So when I go to the grocery store, I keep him in mind. I'm like, okay, what might he want to snack on? What does he want to eat? Or vice versa, or throughout the day, or if there's something, you know, it's just those little things matter.
Yeah.
Once again, it's like the little things in self-care for ourselves matter. So the little things in a relationship, but even if you don't think they do, they matter.
They matter a lot.
They matter. And in a marriage, those little things go a very long way. It's not always the big anniversaries and the holidays and the this and the that. Sometimes it's just those little moments in between that carry your ass through.
Yes.
I wasn't gonna cuss y'all, but I had to just get it out. It's just those little things that carry you through because you're so overwhelmed with kids and everything else. So that's how I think we try and focus on it and keep ourselves, you know, a couple first.
Yeah.
You know,
it's important.
Right.
Because you can become parents and roommates real fast.
And we're very in the understanding of like, yo, you know, if it wasn't for me and you, boo, they wouldn't be here.
Yeah.
So let's keep me and you tight. So we keep them, you know, growing healthy and strong. That's what it is. And you keep God in your life. And, you know, all you can do is just pray that you're making the right choices.
Right?
Yeah,
every day, please. Just make me not be the one to cause my children to have major problems
as adults. I don't want to be the one. I don't want to be the culprit. But you know it's going to be your fault.
Yeah, of course.
It's our fault.
I just don't want to cause major trouble.
Yeah,
that's
a little bit of trouble I'm good with, but not major. I agree.
Well, thank you so much that we finally
so
got to
good.
Do this.
I'm so happy. Yes. This was good.
And we have to have like a girlfriend date.
I know. We
do. Hang out.
We do. And get the real.
Yes.
No.
And maybe the summer schedules will
yeah,
let
real.
Us do that.
I don't know. We'll see.
We'll see.
This was great.
I know. I'm so excited.
Thanks. Thanks, Alicia.
Thank you again for joining me for this conversation on the Mom Forum, and I hope that you were able to relate to some part of this story. Please join us over on social media on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at the Mom Forum, or come give us a visit on our site, themom-forum.com, to read our new blog posts, shop our products, or check out our next event. Thank you, and we will see you the next time on the Mom Forum.